It's October, and time to think about frost on the pumpkins, hot apple cider, children dressed as hobos or a princess, and of course, the zombie apocalypse. Much of the time, we leave ourselves unprepared. Too much candy corn, not enough Snickers.
Snickers!
Forgetting to add antifreeze to the family car, or the simple precaution of keeping a baseball bat or a tire iron by the front door for brain whacking. We only need look to films and TV to see that the zombie population is on the rise. You see how I did that? Rise. We know now, despite the massive government cover-up, the causes of zombies are a rampant misuse of chemical preservatives, overprescribed drugs, and pesticides. A food source tainted by steroids, antibiotics, and more pesticides. And the election of Donald J. Trump.
Love it!
Some may be asking, why the zombie spike in the fall? It's the elections and the politician zombies it brings. Fueled by a need for power, greed, and the compulsion to hear oneself talk. Since 45 became president, the U.S. is thick with this political blight on humanity, and we must be vigilant. When giving candy, be prepared with plenty of the good stuff and a chainsaw at the ready.
Trick or treat!
Oh my, don't you all look scary. Ooh, oh my.
Build a wall! Build a wall!
Ooh, you are a scary one.
So, we'd better head off that zombie horde with plenty of head removal tools at the ready. Stashed discreetly like this prepared mom.
Here you go! Now, where was I? Okay, who needs sugar-free? Are there any peanut allergies?
Halloween doesn't have to be really scary if we remember to keep our heads.
This has not been a public service announcement by ZombieGeekWatch.org and the League of Women Voters.